smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
Increasingly, dogs are being introduced in prisons, not to protect the guards against the prisoners, but rather to help prisoners learn to care for and train a living being. The dogs benefit, too, of course. Hi, I'm Joanne Green, and welcome to the Good Dog Podcast, where today we'll be talking about two groundbreaking programs, one in the East and one on the West Coast of the United States, that involve dogs and prisoners. My guests are Larry Carson of the group Pen Pals of San Quentin, and Sophie O'Shaughnessy, a volunteer with Puppies Behind Bars. Pen Pals of San Quentin is a program jointly operated by the Marin Humane Society and San Quentin State Prison, in which select inmates learn to socialize and train shelter dogs to prepare them for adoption. Through the Puppies Behind Bars program, inmates from 7 East Coast correctional facilities train puppies to become service dogs. And more, these dogs are being placed with physically and psychologically disabled veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Welcome, both of you, and thanks for all this work you're doing.
Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Joanne. Thank you.
It's great to have you both on. So, Sophie, as a volunteer, you must be very committed to this cause. What sparked your interest?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've never, staff member of Puppies Behind Bars, never trained a service dog, ever been in prison or had a loved one there. But the minute I heard about this program, I just lit up with passion. It made the most beautiful sense to me. I mean, here's a group of people who are isolated, you know, on the fringes of society, often from backgrounds of abuse and neglect. And here's an animal that's evolved over centuries to bond with human beings and grant them unconditional love in exchange for consistent care, attention, and communication. And it's kind of a match made in heaven. And each species benefits from bringing out the best in the other. And that was something that was just so clear to me the minute I heard about it. My sister's actually on the board, and I just knew I had to get involved.
How does Puppies Behind Bars work?
Well, what happens is that the inmates receive, each inmate who's been carefully selected and carefully screened from a discipline, behavioral point of view, and to see if they have readiness to be in the program. And these guys and women get a puppy at about 8 weeks old. And then they are with this animal 24/7 for the next year to 18 months, depending whether the animal is being trained to be an explosive detection canine, or a service dog. And they are responsible for raising the dog, spending all their time with it, and exposing it to different environments, taking it to its job, in prison, and teaching it the basic commands in regular classroom sessions.
So they have to go through training before they ever get a dog.
Absolutely. There is training done before they actually get the dog.
I mean, this is serious work. Some of us who hold responsible jobs and think of ourselves as fairly intelligent people have a difficult time training regular dogs just to be household companions. Training a service dog is of another level.
Absolutely. And one of the things that training a service dog takes is commitment and, above all, time.
Which I guess prisoners have a lot of,
people,
right?
They've got a lot of time. Yep. And so when the dog comes into their life, it just inspires them to increase their commitment and focus and discipline in this area. And so, in a sense, the inmate gets trained by the dog as the dog trains the inmate. So it's a great synergy.
It's a win-win. Larry, Pen Pals of San Quentin is a very different sort of program. Can you describe it for us?
Yes. Essentially, Pen Pals of San Quentin works with adoption dogs. We have trained selected inmates at the San Quentin Fire Department. These are all inmate firefighters, minimum security inmates, that will all be released from prison after their term is done. We have trained them to train and foster our adoption dogs prior to them going into the system for adoption. A lot of these dogs may be health fosters. We do a lot of rehabilitation at San Quentin. They may be heartworm positive dogs that are treated here. and have to go through a 6 to 10 week recuperation period. So rather than keeping them here at the shelter for that amount of time, which is very stressful for them, we send them to the selected inmates at San Quentin, where they can monitor their health, they can work on basic obedience training, and they can give them the love and companionship they need while they're getting better.
So these are dogs that really need some work before they're going to be suitable for adoption, as opposed to some of the other dogs that you have at the shelter?
That's correct. There are a number of different types of dogs that we'll send to San Quentin. We'll send health fosters who need recuperation time, or we may send very shy and shut down dogs that are not good adoption candidates now, but we feel through our evaluation that they will be fine as long as they have some one-on-one time with someone, so that they really come out of their shell, they show their true personalities, and they become comfortable. That makes them good adoption candidates. The other group of dogs that are appropriate for San Quentin are adolescent dogs that are good dogs generally, but they've never had any structure, never had any training. They jump on people. They just need basic obedience training and structure to make them good adoption candidates. They're prime candidates for San Quentin.
When the dogs are finished with their training at San Quentin and they're brought back to the shelter, are prospective adopters told that these dogs have been through this program?
Absolutely. The inmates keep a daily log of all of their time at San Quentin with the dogs. So the prospective adopters are allowed to read their logs, have a copy of their logs to take with them. There's a sign on their run that they're a graduate of San Quentin, pen pals of San Quentin. And these dogs tend to go very, very quickly.
I bet. I think you're getting a dog that's already been trained.
That's right. And we know a lot about the dog. Any dog that goes up for adoption here at Marine Humane Society is evaluated prior to adoption. But that evaluation has limitations. You know, we see the dog for an hour or two. But when a dog has been at San Quentin, that dog has been there for weeks and possibly months. So we see all of his behaviors in all different types of situations. So we know a tremendous amount about that dog.
Is it tough for the prisoners to say goodbye to these dogs once they've bonded with them and trained them, invested so much of their energy and time and heart into these dogs?
Of course, it can be. But what we try and do is we try and get them another dog immediately. They'll either get another dog at the time of transfer or no more than 2 days after that. And they really understand that these dogs are going to a good home. And they understand that they're doing something to give back to the community. They're very, very dedicated, and they actually have a relationship with these dogs. They understand that, you know, like them sometimes, they're castaways, you know, so they can relate very closely to these dogs, and they're very happy when they get a good home. And many times the adopters will write a note, take pictures, send it to me, and then I will give it to the inmate to make him feel better about where the dog is now.
So it's a lovely story. Has there been an instance where a prisoner, after training a dog, is really just very shortly coming up for release, and then he himself gets to adopt the dog?
Twice. We have had one inmate that actually, it was one of our first inmates in the program. He had a heartworm-positive dog. He had the dog for 8 weeks, and then the dog was set to be released and go up for adoption. Now, the inmate had an additional 4 weeks before he was going to be paroled. So we decided to leave the dog there for the additional 4 weeks, and they were actually paroled together on the same day.
Was there a dry eye in the house?
There wasn't.
I bet not. I bet not. Let's just jump back to you for a minute, Sophie. I want to focus in on what happens to these dogs when they go through the program of puppies behind bars. They go from being puppies to being dogs. And then, as you mentioned, the placements are really broad. What are some of the ways that these dogs are placed after the program?
They are, as you said, increasingly placed with returning veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they serve as psychological service dogs and physical disability service dogs. And in that, they are actually sent to other professional training after they've been raised as well. So there is another step before they actually get placed as service dogs. In addition, they serve as explosive detection dogs in different law enforcement agencies, at ports, and in other places where added security is needed, airports, et cetera. So puppies behind bars dogs serve in society in many, many capacities. And I just wanted to say actually one more point around the dog leaving the inmate. And that is that, you know, a lot of these people have experienced loss in their life, and they haven't actually experienced loss as something that has a gain behind it or something that, that is redemptive in any way, you know. And I think that when you have taken the time to learn to love and train and raise an animal, and then it goes on to serve the world, there's a way in which the inmate actually grows from that loss.
That's an excellent point. And it's really speaks to the virtue of both of these programs. And, you know, the fact that it you know, there are so many levels on which they make sense and are, you know, it's not just even a win-win. It's a win-win-win-win-win. How do these programs, how are they supported financially?
Well, the San Quentin, the Pen Pals of San Quentin, is supported completely by the Marine Humane Society. We fund it by grants and donations. So there is no cost to the taxpayer. The state bears no financial responsibility for it. It's completely privately funded.
And it's a model, I would think, that could be implemented in other jurisdictions, in other prisons, and with other humane societies, wouldn't it be?
Absolutely. This one in San Quentin is the first male prison in all of California to do a program like this. We started it 3 years ago, and since that time, we have helped the prison at Susanville start a similar program at their firehouse at the prison in Susanville, and it's been very successful. Now, we're really actively trying to convince more institutions and more humane societies to partner up for these programs.
It's great. And what about Puppies Behind Bars, Sophie?
Puppies Behind Bars is also a fully privately funded through individual and corporate grants. And, you know, in addition, and in this particular event that we planned, the proceeds that we made from supported and sponsored two dogs. And so the individuals that participated in our event actually have a connection to two animals that went into prisons. And so there's a way in which donors can really connect in with the impact of the money that they contribute to this program.
I want to give our listeners three websites to visit. One is Picnic for Pawsability, PAWSability.org. And that's the site for the event that happens annually mid-June in San Francisco, a fundraiser for both these organizations. For Pen Pals of San Quentin, you can visit marinehumanesociety.org, click on Programs, and then click on Pen Pals. And for Puppies Behind Bars, very simply, easy to remember, it's puppiesbehindbars.org. I want to thank both Larry Carson and Sophie O'Shaughnessy for participating today in Good Dog, a really heartwarming story, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna, and thank you so much for making this amazing program available to your listeners.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the Good Dog Podcast. If you've had experience with either of these organizations, Pen Pals of San Quentin or Puppies Behind Bars, please send me an email and tell me about it. I'd love to hear about that. Just send an email to gooddog@smarterpodcasts.com.